guest the first 2 hours today is Christina England. She is the co-author of Shaken Baby Syndrome, or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Our Parents Being Falsely Accused. She wrote that with Dr. Harold Buttram, and she also co-wrote Vaccination Policy and the UK Government, The Untold Truth. And she wrote that with Lucia Tomjanovich, PhD. They are both available at Amazon, and her websites are ProfitableHarm.com, which is kind of in the process of making some additions and some revisions and that kind of thing.
And yes, Profitable Harm is still under revision. We were looking at it, and we were going to be working on it quite soon. And sadly, my other half died on New Year's Day, so he was a carer, because I have an epilepsy, and he's also he was my best friend as well. So he was a great loss, and this is one of the reasons why I'm struggling, you know, to carry on. But I'm still here, and I should still carry on, because that's what Gary would want me to do. Most people knew Gary that know me, so I have been doing lots of conferences and things, and he's always been around as well. So that was very, very sad. And yes, I can do some calls. So I can answer some calls.
I'm sorry, Christina.
Yes, that has been quite a difficult time, but I'm trying to carry on the best I can. We are in the process of writing a new book, which will be out in the next few months, but I can't say too much about that one, because we're trying to keep it under wraps. Just the fact that we are doing another book, and it's quite an exciting one with lots and lots of research and evidence and papers and all sorts in. So that's quite an exciting project, and Gary was very much part of that. So he knew what I was doing and was encouraging me. And I'm doing that book with a friend of mine whose daughter's been damaged by a particular vaccine. So there is some things that we're doing that's coming up.
Well, when that book is published, we'll just have to have you back. And I think that being engaged in the kind of work that you're doing, being busy and active, is therapeutic for loss. And when you're busy doing wonderful, wonderful things, I think that there are blessings involved in that, where you receive unseen help, and I hope that you see that.
Yes, I've had a lot of prayers being sent to me, and a lot of people that knew Gary were very, very sad. Most people that know me, certainly in the UK, know Gary, and even some abroad know Gary, because Gary's been helping out with, he was amazing at computers, and he helped many professionals with their computers and all sorts. He helped especially Leslie Carol Botha. He got all her radio shows that she'd ever done, and he archived them all for her, because where she was doing her radio shows, they weren't archived, and he managed to tape every single one. He sat up every single show and taped them all for her, and managed to get them archived, which was something he did in his spare time to help a particular professional friend of mine. He's helped Sally Elcadoy and plenty of other friends as well. So he's been a very integral part of all of what I've been doing.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you could share that together.
We've got to carry on, and that's what he'd want me to do. And
And you're doing it. Now, this article, scientists prove link between aluminum and early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, that was the one I was talking to you about. It's quite an interesting article that I'd written. It showed that Professor Exley, again, looking into the brains of people that had died with early onset Alzheimer's, which is what I was explaining about. And once again, he found that people with this the particular form of Alzheimer's was being helped by the spritzer or aceless water. They've had fantastic results of this. At the moment they're trying to get a lot of money together so they can further their research in this area. And it's a very exciting area to actually research in. And I think it's a very important area and it needs to be, you know, carried on the best that they can. But there's some very exciting studies coming out of the university, Keele University. And he's in the forefront of it all. If we can help anybody that has Alzheimer's, I mean, Alzheimer's is a terrible, terrible disease. And, you know, patients do lose. I mean, I've got an auntie with the end stage Alzheimer's, and she doesn't even recognise anybody anymore. And it's such a sad illness to have. They start with little bits of memory loss and slowly they go down the slippery slope and lose lots of parts of their brain. If this water can actually help them to slow down the onset and slow down, you know, the symptoms, it's not a cure, but it certainly does a lot to help people that are suffering keep their memory as long as possible. So it is very exciting research that he's doing, and I know it's absolutely amazing.
Sorry, I muted myself. Alrighty. This water, and it is amazing because so many people have family members that have Alzheimer's. And the website that you shared with us is spritzer.com, M-Y. And I was just looking at it, and it's amazing.
It is. The two websites are absolutely amazing. Chris Rexley's, a lot of his research, a lot of his videos and things are on the Aceless website, which is www.silicawaters.com. On that website, there's lots and lots of research there you can find. You can actually, there is a forum if you look on that website, and you can actually ask Christopher Exley himself questions, and he's very, very up for answering people's questions and helping them in any which way that he can. So, you know, do go on there, have a look around, and see if, you know, Mr. Exley can help you at all, Professor Exley.
Well, that's great. And that's just wonderful that there are people out there, excuse me, that are researching this, mm-hmm. because there is such a need. It just seems so many people in our society are afflicted with these two problems.
Yes, I did actually find the figures. On one of the articles that I've given you, I've actually put the figures up of how many people are suffering with Alzheimer's currently. And the figures were very, very, very large indeed. I can't remember them off the top of my head because I've written so many articles. But the articles on aluminium, I have been writing a lot on that because it's a subject that particularly interests me. Because it's a subject, and I've been working, you know, quite closely with Aceless Waters myself, and I've also been working quite closely with Professor Exley. He's a wonderful man, and he's so kind, and you can phone him up at any time if you've got any questions at all. And some of his scientific papers are difficult to understand, and, you know, I can phone him up and say, I'm not quite sure what this means, and he's only too happy to explain it to me.
Wonderful.
And that is such a quality in a professional, you know.
He knows that you're a conduit of information, so I'm sure that he's quite willing to explain things to you so that you can explain it to your readers. Alrighty, we do have another caller, Kelly in Tahoe. Kelly?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. I'm a first-time caller, and I really appreciate the work that you guys are doing. And is it okay if I address a couple of of points that are supportive of the topic and subject?
Please, please.
Okay. Sure. I had the fortunate experience. I'm a chiropractic applied kinesiologist and X-ray supervisor operator, and I had the opportunity to speak to the diabetic support group, and I had overheard some things about their clinical research and people actually being blinded, and that wasn't presented to the folks in the research. And so I decided it was critical for me to speak to the folks. And it's interesting how in the last couple of decades we've heard amongst the medical professionals that they're calling Alzheimer's diabetes type 3. Well, that led me to research further. And Dr. Michael Dobbins, God rest his soul, we lost him in 2013, he's a professor at my chiropractic college, X-ray physics, and an instructor for standard process nutritional products. And he explained how there are only two pain pathways in the brain, the opiate and the cannabinoid, and that there are only two fuel systems. One is fat, which I love, butter, cheese, cream, and the carbohydrate system. And it was really incredible what's being done with, you know, coconut water, coconut oil, and most of the societies that have a good supply of local cow's milk or goat's milk or maybe even camel. And so I really am supportive of, you know, if you can get your food locally and going at it that way. And then one of the other the issues that's caused the detriment of the neurological system is that the brain operates on cycles of 8 to 13 hertz, which is cycles per second. And I read Samuel Milham's Dirty Electricity and have spoken with him by telephone, and it was really incredible to look into Weston Price's research, and I found that he spoke at the Mayo Clinic and Institute in Rochester, Minnesota, back in 1922, and he did discover that the radiation, after going through the circulatory system for about an hour, would sequester in the fetal tissues. And there's just been, you know, I really support my Amish farmers, and I wish I could be one, and endeavor to filter, shield, and protect from the dirty electricity, radio frequency radiation, and, you know, it's, we're really being kind of bombarded to our special senses, meaning smell, taste, hearing, and sight, and those radio frequency radiations are harming our special senses, yet we're unable to detect it. And so it's really good to, you know, shield time and distance from those devices. And so I'm getting back to being old-fashioned. I got rid of the computers and the cell phones, and then I call wonderful people like you to have them look things up for me on occasion, and really love books like the Merck Index. I met and spoke with a Dr. John Heinerman, who wrote the Healing Insight. And what a great guy, you know. So, okay, I can talk probably for, like, you know, a week. So I will yield back to, and thank you so much for your work and any input.
Well, thank you so much. I do have filters to prevent dirty electricity. I have a tester that I can test each of my outlets, which I did. Gosh, I did that 4 years ago after reading.
Yeah.
After reading Milham's book, and it just made perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
And we got rid of the microwave oven. Oh, gosh, 10 years ago. I don't use a cell phone. I have one. I have actually two. I don't use it. In fact, I got the first one in 2002, and I still have that one, and it's in my drawer. So I really don't use cell phones. Of course, I do have a computer, but anyway. You should always buy local if you can.
Are you in Las Vegas area?
No. I do know that there are probably co-ops all over where
there's the Great Basin Community Food Cooperative up in Reno, Nevada. What neck of the woods are you on?
I live in the Chicago area.
Oh, okay.
I have a brother in Carson City. And,
oh, cool.
So I'll have to let him know about that.
I did a lot of research, and I actually got to go to a Weston Price conference that was up in the, it was a little north, but it was so fantastic. All of the good local food and you know, the food alone is worth the price of the Wise.
It is. Certainly. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for phoning in. That's wonderful.
So glad that you guys are there, and I'll just hang out and listen in and see what I can learn. And thank you so much again for your work there in the Chicagoland area.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And in England. Yes. Thank you very much.
Me.
Oh, wonderful. That's right. We've got someone. I got to meet and do some seminars with a Dr. Christopher Astill Smith. I believe he's in the London area, and he put together a fabulous program and website, and I think it's epigenetics-international.com. And he does this really amazing color diagnosis and therapy with acetate lenses. And I've had a friend that was visiting from merry old England, and I had misplaced, or I think somebody left with my acetate lenses, and she brought me a new set so that I could do my color diagnosis and therapy for people and give them their super genesis fruits and vegetables. And wow, what an awesome time to be alive.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good one, and I'll just mute my line and listen in for a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, let's take John in Arlington. John?
Hello. I have a question concerning the vaccine. I have read literature on vaccination, and I have seen, is there any evidence that a vaccine ever kept anyone from getting from contracting an illness at all? I understand that it's somewhat effective against measles, but what is the evidence for the efficaciousness of vaccines, and what is the evidence that they do more harm than good?
Okay, hang on, and we'll. And Christina will answer that question when we get back. Be right back, 3 minutes.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours today is Christina England. Her websites are ProfitableHarm.com and ParentsAndCarersAgainstInjustice.Weebly.com. And we had John on the phone from Arlington, and he asked the question whether there was any vaccine that was really proven to alleviate or prevent a particular disease.
Well, they'll say they're proven to. They certainly spark antibodies to work in our bodies. That is what the vaccines are supposed to do. They're supposed to spark off antibodies in the body to actually fight against these diseases. Whether they actually do or not, I mean, I know a lot of the vaccinations are actually causing the diseases that they're supposed to be preventing us from getting. Certainly my son had the whooping cough vaccine, and he had a very severe case of whooping cough. I've also heard of children getting measles after the measles vaccine. In fact, doctors actually state after the measles vaccine or the MMR that parents should, you know, the children might get a little rash, they might get a fever, and they seem to be recommending paracetamol, Calpol, I'm not sure what you use over there, painkillers and fever-reducing drugs to prevent the fevers. Children are having reactions from the vaccinations. And many of them do go down with the illnesses that they're meant to protect. Also, you've got vaccine shedding. The flu vaccine is very good for this because at the moment they're using the nasal flu vaccine a lot. And children will have the vaccine, they will sneeze. And the vaccine sort of gives to children, other children that are not vaccinated, the flu. This is particularly going around in schools, and I've heard so many schools, especially in our areas, are doing this and giving the flu vaccines out, the nasal flu vaccine, and they're having the whole class off with the flu, and they're having to close classrooms and schools because so many children have gone down with the flu. And this seems to be when they've had the flu vaccine. So whether the flu vaccine actually helps anybody, I don't actually know, but I'm sure it does help some people, but the majority of people I know have had flu. And if you're ever on a bus or anything and you hear sort of little old ladies talking about the flu vaccine, they very often say, do you know, I've had the flu vaccine. I've never had such a bad case of flu ever. And you think, well, oh, are you going to have it again? You know, and they always have these vaccines regular because their doctor tells them to, and they seem to go down with all these different illnesses. So I don't personally think that the vaccines are all they're made up to be, but I'm sure that there are plenty of doctors out there that would disagree with me, and I'm only a journalist. That's just my own opinion.
Alrighty. Roman Bistrionic and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys did a book, and they say, and they have a timeline on their website that indicates that most of the diseases that they developed vaccines for were actually eradicated by clean air, clean water,
yes,
and just cleaning up the environment. Got rid of the diseases before they created the vaccines.
Yeah. Yeah, this is. I've seen lots of charts around, and Susan Humphreys has got the most amazing charts in her book. And yes, they do show that the illnesses had all died out before the vaccines were brought in. And when the figures were practically nil, they bring the vaccines in and say the vaccines did it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, John, does that answer your question?
But is the just one that kind of something that's sort of a codicil, is vaccine the theory or the underlying hypothesis of vaccine theory really based on good science, or is it based in a very naive understanding of human and very primitive and naive understanding of human immunity?
It's based on making money for Big Pharma. That's the main reason right there. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Christina England. And would you like to answer that last question?
Sorry, which one was that?
you mentioned that the number of vaccines. The countries with the highest number of vaccinations.
That's right. Apparently, there's a study out that's saying the highest number of vaccinations in the country, the countries with the highest rate of number of vaccinations, have officially got the sickest children. Also, studies that I've seen and studies that I've certainly written about, the countries with the highest number of vaccinations being given to infants have the highest rate of infant mortality. Certainly that is a very big study that's been done and a very interesting one. And they've shown you all the different countries with all the different rates of vaccinations and infant mortality. And that certainly is a fact when you look at the charts. It's a very interesting fact.
I'm still wondering why manufacturers of baby formula would put aluminum in that formula.
I have absolutely no idea. I was very shocked myself. I actually went to a free-from fair, and I went into a conference, a little conference. They had little tiny conferences, and one was about the... was actually about baby milk and the different formulas. And I was looking at all these different sort of leaflets, and they were all, you know, formulas that we all use, we would have used. I mean, I haven't used formulas, but because I adopted my children a bit older, but certainly a lot of parents do use formula or, that can't breastfeed and or do choose not to breastfeed. And a lot of them did in fact include aluminium. And I actually went up to them and spoke to them, and they tried to sort of shuffle me out the door rather quickly because they didn't want to speak about it. But it's certainly an ingredient, and I really do encourage parents to read the ingredients of these things. I've done some shocking articles recently. That was one of them I wrote about all the different products that include aluminium. I'll see if I can find the article for you in the next break. But certainly that is a subject that's very... I get very angry about, because you know, babies are so small and so innocent, and they rely on us so much. And you know, a lot of the things that we're giving them, we don't even know. They're recommended, and we think, you know, that these big companies know what they're doing. And
Making money too.
Yeah, they're making money too, and they're probably paid by Big Pharma as well. So, you know. But these ingredients aren't good. They really aren't good. And to have aluminium, you know, it's a toxic subject, metal. Sorry, and there are sort of warnings. If you could, there is a site. I've got it on one of my articles. I'll see if I can find that article for
okay.
you.
Okay,
there's actually got it on there that it says it's hazardous and a toxic, it's a toxic substance, and yet they're putting it into baby milk.
Now, Mark Blaxall and Dan Olmsted wrote a book in, I believe, 2010, called The Age of Autism, Mercury Medicine, and A Man-Made Epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a man-made situation, this epidemic of autism, this epidemic of Alzheimer's. You have to question that. Yes, autism is a man-made epidemic, which also creates an income stream for Big Pharma and for allopathic medicine, because these children often need care for the rest of their lives.
Yes, they do. If you think about it, drug companies don't want us to get better. So why would they make a product, any product, that's actually going to help us? Because, you know, they want us to be ill so that we buy the products or we use their medicines, their vaccinations and things. So what they're doing is a lot of the medication does help the particular thing that you're being given it, you know, that you're being given it for by the doctor. But then you'll get side effects from it. And in the side effects, you'll have to get another medication to help with the side effects. And that one will cause side effects. And so you go on. And you find that these, especially elderly people, I mean, I've been shocked at some of their medicine cupboards. They've got about 10 or 20 different medications they're on. And half of them they don't actually need, and you know, a lot of them are out of date, and they're still using these medications. Oh, my doctor told me I've got to have that one, and I've got to have this, and I've got to have that. And you know, then they're constipated, so they've got something to help them go to the toilet, and it goes on and on and on and on. They have water tablets and all sorts of different tablets, and the list goes on. And then of course they've got these terrible diseases. A lot of the diseases and illnesses are caused by vaccinations, poor diets, the environment that they're in. And you know, I mean, a lot of the elderly that I know live on microwave meals. That is another subject altogether. But you know, Even birthday cakes. I did a huge article on birthday cakes and the dangers of birthday cakes. Parents are buying all these elaborate cakes. I sit and watch these programs on all these wonderful cakes these cake makers are making, with all these different, you know, dyes and all these different things in them. And you should see the amount of toxins and poisons and rubbish that's going into birthday cakes, you know, to make them look like their characters. You know, I saw one the other day that was completely black with a yellow thing on it for Batman. And I thought, oh, and people are giving this to the children. And, you know, there's so many natural products that you can use. You know, white flour, for instance, is so bad for you. And yet people are still continuing to have it. And I did, you know, did some, I have done some health articles out there as well. I haven't just solely written on vaccinations. I think people tend to think I do. Most of my work is vaccinations, but I do write on other subjects as well. And I have been writing some articles on Green Med Info. I've done one on memory foam mattresses as well, which is another terrible product they've bought in. That poisonous gases are coming out of them and making people very, very ill indeed.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I know that a lot of things, clothes shipped from other countries, may have formaldehyde in them. And if you purchase a new pair of pants or a shirt or whatever, that you should wash it at least 10 times before you even wear it.
Yes, there's so many things that have got hidden ingredients in them that we don't even know about. And memory foam is one of them, and memory foam can be found in so many different things. They're putting it into our sofas. I don't know what you call them. Maybe you could call them couches over there. I don't know.
Either one.
You know, chairs, they're putting it into lots of products that the elderly use, the pillows for their beds. The mattresses, that you know, these electric beds and all that kind of thing. It's even on the back of some carpets. And poisonous gases are being released from it, especially when people, you know, sweat or come in with wet shoes or whatever, if it's in the carpet or, you know, they're in bed and they sweat. And you know, people are getting so seriously ill from memory foam. And yeah, all the mattresses, you can hardly buy a spring mattress anymore. It's all memory foam.
Wow. It almost makes you think that they're trying to depopulate the planet, but it certainly adds a lot to allopathic medicine, which is the biggest industry in the world. And
you have to wonder why so many of our naturopaths and our natural doctors are suddenly finding themselves killed off. I mean, I've heard of, you know, some terrible death threats that Susan Humphreys got today that's going around on the internet. I mean, she's absolutely in fear of her life. A terrible, terrible email has come through, and Polly Tommy as well. And these are some of, you know, our sort of highest doctors that are speaking out. Polly Tommy is a wonderful, wonderful lady. She's done so much. She was, you know, helped and did so much with the Vaxxed film, Wakefield. And the death threats that they received today were absolutely horrific and are very worrying indeed.
Now, he did a lot of work. You mentioned earlier that one of the symptoms that a vaccine-damaged child has is constipation. And he did a lot of work in England, in the hospital, on children who were constipated. And there was a commonality. There was a common reason why these children were suffering. And when you look at other children who are autistic, many of them suffer from constipation. It's almost a given that that's the reason, that the vaccine is the reason.
Yes, my son, my oldest son, is damaged with the MMR, and he has Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism, and he had the most terrible stomach pains and constipation and diarrhea. And particularly diarrhea. I mean, he'd go 15 times, 20 times a day, and down his legs. And this was sort of at the age of 12, 13. And he would rock backwards and forwards with this terrible pain in his stomach. And the more I tried to get help for him, the more I got accused of making it up to get attention. Munchausen syndrome by proxy in the end.
Right.
He still suffers today. He's 31. He still suffers. And Andrew Wakefield heard me in a conference explaining about my son's symptoms and showing all the paperwork and what all the different doctors were saying. And they were certainly the majority of them weren't accusing me by any chance. And he said that my son did suffer from the problem that the children in the particular study, the Lancet study, had. And I believe he was right. I always believed he was right. Unfortunately, at the time when my son suffered all this terrible pain and everything, was about the time that Andrew Wakefield was being brought up with the GMC. So he couldn't help us at the time. But he has spoken to me since. And, you know, it is a terrible thing these children have, and you know they're in such terrible pain, and some of the foods, certainly reducing wheat and dairy, does help a lot, and it helps a lot in a lot of ways, especially for autistic children. It does help with stomach problems, especially dairy. And there's a thing called the milk mood, where parents have found that it actually helps children with ADHD. If they come off the milk, their mood changes and they feel, and they're a lot better and a lot easier to control. So, you know, I think it's a lot to do with the diet as well.
And of course, so many children are said to have attention deficit disorder when they're just really boys. Mm-hmm. They're curious, and the school systems are not set up to accommodate a child's natural curiosity.
This is it. I mean, doctors are putting children on things like Ritalin earlier and earlier. And the earliest one I've ever heard of, and I did write on it, was a child of the age of one being put on Ritalin, because he was crying and being very restless and very difficult child. He probably was suffering some kind of stomach pain or headache from the vaccinations he'd been given, but. That's my own thoughts, but to put a child of one on a sort of psychopathic drug like Ritalin. Ritalin is a drug for ADHD, and it can help in some cases of ADHD. I'm not saying that it can't help at all. It has helped children a lot. But to put a one-year-old on it, and there are far too many people that are actually having the Ritalin and these type of drugs. There's another one, Strattera, and these kind of drugs, to help them with ADHD, when in fact they haven't got ADHD, they're just being kids, you know.
Certainly. And then the drugs themselves cause additional problems.
Yes.
And then they go from one drug to another, or perhaps more than one psychopathic drug. Or psychiatric drug.
Yes, I mean, Ritalin is quite a dangerous drug to have, and it has got a lot of side effects, and people aren't really aware of the side effects. The children often don't want to eat. They can go very moody. They can go very quiet, and it changes the sort of child altogether. And some have committed suicide. Others have had hallucinations and all sorts. So, you know, there are pros and cons to these drugs. And I think, you know, parents really should look into them and look at other ways of helping their children. And certainly if you've got a child that's a bit difficult, it doesn't mean to say they have ADHD. And having a child with ADHD myself, and he's never been on any drugs, but honestly, you really know if your child's got ADHD. You know, if they're climbing sort of up on shelves and trying to tip things over and put your fingers into sockets and all that kind of thing, you know, at the age of 6 and 7, you've got a problem. And, you know, they're running rings around supermarkets, knocking things off shelves and going around aeroplanes.
Yeah. Was this an issue or the result of vaccines, do you think?
Lisa Blakemore-Brown, who's a very sort of, she was a very famous psychologist. She had was the first person to ever put together autism, the MMR vaccine, and parents being falsely accused of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And she was an autistic specialist, and she specialised in autism, and she had a lot of qualifications in autism. And she used to call it the tapestry, lots of different sort of threads of different illnesses all woven into one to make a picture of the child. This can be dyspraxia, dyslexia, autism, Asperger's syndrome, all the different sort of things all into one to make up the child. And she would call it a tapestry of disorders or a tapestry child. And her work is very, very interesting. She's got a very good book called Reweaving the Autistic Tapestry.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. And our guest today for the first 2 hours has been Christina England, and it's been wonderful having you on the program. I'm just astounded by some of the things that we learn on these types of programs, and that we're talking about psychiatric drugs, and just in this country, there are almost Well, there's just so many people on psychiatric drugs. Seems like, I don't know, 78,694,222. That's quite a lot of people who are on psych drugs. And you have to wonder, what's wrong with people? What happened? Why does everybody, I think it's because they've medicalized our feelings, and it's pretty bad. You've posted some links here in the...
I think I've posted about four or five links. They're different articles that I've been talking about during this program.
Right. I will post them on the schedule page so that people can read those articles. Your articles are always so well-grounded, so well-resourced, and have so many citations that people can really understand exactly what is going on, and they can look at the information themselves and read it and study it and share it. Yes, I take trace minerals also. I drink distilled water with trace minerals is what I've been doing for some time.
Yes, I had a speaker. I belong to a group in our area called Project Truth, and we're all speaking about these things, vaccinations being one of them, health, different kind of topics. Even banking has come up, and the bread per pound. So there's been lots of speakers. We've had Brian Gearish from the UK column and various different speakers. And last week I brought a speaker along called Juliet Scarf. And Juliet Scarf is, she is really a herbalist, a naturopath, a nutritionist. And she was speaking about the gut and skin health and about the different remedies that she uses, and her talk was very, very interesting. And I mentioned Juliet because she's actually also a lawyer, and she helps many of my cases. She's her firm do, and she's a partner in a law firm, but she's also does natural medicine as well, and her herbs and things have been really helping me and making me feel an awful lot better. And it detoxifies the body from all the toxins in the vaccinations and the medications. And I think, you know, I mean, I believed in vaccination once upon a time.
Well did.
And I think most people do. And it's not until you come across a child that's injured, by a vaccination, like the two children I have adopted, or children that you come into contact with them all the time. I think it's 1 in 36 boys now have autism. So that is an awful lot of boys, and I believe the numbers were a lot more. But those are the ones that are diagnosed, and that's the one that's come out in the latest study. So 1 in 36 boys. So that's an awful lot of children have autism, and that doesn't count the girls, of course.
Right.
So we're all coming into contact with them, and whether it's the vaccinations or other things, but quite a few of these children, of course, have got genetic problems that cause autism as part of their makeup. But and there are other causes for these things. We mustn't just blame vaccinations for everything, but they
sure
do have to answer to.
All righty. We've run out of time, so I thank you very much for bringing on the program today. Programs like this help people, individuals, to make decisions that are good for them. It allows people to decide. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's
okay. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye. All righty, we're going...
Okay. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.